Lummis says the Clarity Act dies with her Senate seat unless it passes. This spring, Senator Cynthia Lummis told supporters on April 10th that the Digital Asset Market Clarity Act faces a now-or-never window. Pass the Senate this spring, or wait until at least 2030 for another realistic shot at comprehensive crypto market structure legislation. This is our last chance to pass the Clarity Act until at least 2030, Lummis wrote on X. We can't afford to surrender America's financial future. The warning carries unusual weight because Lummis herself is running out of time. She announced in December 2025 that she will not seek re-election when her term expires in January 2027. As the inaugural chair of the Senate Banking Subcommittee on Digital Assets and the bill's most vocal Senate sponsor, her departure would leave the Clarity Act without its primary champion in the upper chamber. Why 2030 is the next window? The math is political, not technical. The House passed its version of the Clarity Act in July 2025 with a 294-134 bipartisan vote. But once Lummis leaves, the Senate loses its most experienced crypto legislation advocate in leadership. Midterm elections in late 2026 will compress the legislative calendar, and a new Congress in 2027 would need to restart the committee process from scratch. White House crypto advisor Patrick Witt warned that blocking the current compromise could leave the digital asset sector vulnerable to harsher regulatory treatment from a future administration unfriendly to decentralized finance. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who took the case to the Wall Street Journal earlier this week, reinforced the urgency. Lawmakers have spent the better part of half a decade building this framework. Senator Tom Tillis plans to release the full Senate draft the week of April 13th, with committee markup targeted for late April. The stablecoin yield fight that could kill it. The bill's largest unresolved dispute is not about SEC versus CFTC jurisdiction. It is about whether stablecoin issuers can pay interest on idle holdings. The Tillis-Alsobrooks compromise reached in late March permits yield tied to active user behavior, trading, lending, liquidity provision. It bans rewards on passive, idle stablecoin balances. The distinction is designed to protect community banks from deposit flight. If a stablecoin issuer can offer 4-5% yield on idle USDC while a savings account pays 0.5%, the concern is straightforward. Deposits leave banks. Coinbase, the largest crypto-native public company, withdrew its support over this restriction. Chief economist David Duong is organizing a formal counterproposal, arguing the ban threatens consumer rewards programs and weakens U.S. platforms against international competitors who face no such limits. The White House's own economic analysis estimated the yield ban would redirect only $2.1 billion in deposits back to banks, a 0.02% increase in total lending capacity. Lummis is trying to bridge the gap. We're working around the clock to ensure stablecoin rewards are protected and to prevent deposit flight from community banks, she said on X. Balancing both is the central negotiation heading into markup. Prediction markets are not optimistic. Polymarket prices. The Clarity Act's chances of becoming law in 2026 at roughly 48%, according to the platform's tracking market, with $512,000 in volume. That figure peaked at 72% in mid-March when Senate Democrats held a closed-door meeting on digital asset market structure. It has dropped steadily since Coinbase's withdrawal from the coalition. The declining odds reflect a specific concern. Even if the Senate Banking Committee advances the bill, floor time in a midterm year Senate is scarce. Every week of delay between markup and floor vote compresses the runway further. What the bill would actually do? The Clarity Act, if enacted, would split oversight between the SEC and CFTC, ending the jurisdictional ambiguity that has produced contradictory enforcement actions for years, create registration requirements for digital asset trading platforms, replacing the current approach of regulation by enforcement, establish safe harbors for DeFi developers. Lummis highlighted this as the bill's strongest provision. Developers, validators, and node operators will finally have a safe harbor. The House version exempts individuals from regulatory requirements solely for operating liquidity pools or decentralized messaging systems for spot trading. Set federal stablecoin standards, pending resolution of the yield dispute. SEC Chair Paul Atkins has expressed readiness for rapid implementation once the bill is enacted. His team has a dedicated crypto fundraising framework waiting for White House sign-off that would complement the Clarity Act's market structure provisions. The clock Lummis cannot reset. The next few weeks determine whether 6 years of legislative work produces a law or a footnote. Senator Bill Hagerty indicated the Senate Banking Committee could move the bill during the work period beginning April 13th. If markup slips past May, the midterm calendar likely kills it. BTC traded at $72,826 as of April 11, 2026, up 8.7% over 7 days. ETH face sat at $2,247, up 9.6% on the week. The Fear and Greed Index read 49, squarely neutral. Markets have not priced in legislative failure, but they have not priced in passage either. For crypto users, the practical stakes are concrete. Without the Clarity Act, the SEC continues operating under the Howey Test framework that produced 13 enforcement cases. The agency itself admitted produced no investor benefit. DeFi developers remain in legal limbo. Stablecoin issuers operate under a patchwork of state regulations, and the next realistic window to fix any of it is 4 years away.